Tablet Ai. Enkidu was sitting before her, and they kissed. She said to him, "Why do you roam the wild with the wild creatures?" He took counsel with himself, weighing it in his own understanding, for the one who understood in his heart sought out a friend. Shamhat gave him one of her own garments to wear and clothed him in a second garment besides. She took hold of him and led him along like a god. They came to the pen of the shepherd, to the place of the sheepfold, and the shepherds all gathered around him, murmuring among themselves at what they saw. The young man was like Gilgamesh in stature, tall and towering, magnificent. Surely he had been born in the mountains, for his strength was as mighty as a lump of stone fallen from the sky. They set food before him, they set beer before him, but Enkidu did not eat the food. He only stared and gazed. He had never been taught how to eat bread, and Enkidu did not know how to drink beer. The harlot spoke to Enkidu. The peoples, the land, he understood it in his heart, and he struck down the wolves and hunted down the lions so that the great herdsmen could lie down to sleep. Enkidu had become their watchman, a vigilant man. One young man went to the house of his father-in-law within Uruk the sheepfold, to the king of Uruk the sheepfold, Death, and he stood in the street of Uruk the sheepfold, and the people grew very bold, and he barred the way of Gilgamesh. The land of Uruk stood arrayed against him. The whole land gathered around him, the assembly massed itself against him, the young men crowded around him, and like a helpless infant they kissed his feet. Then the young man, for Ishara a bed is laid out, for Gilgamesh, like a god, a counterpart was set up for him. Enkidu blocked the doorway of the house of the in-laws with his feet and would not let Gilgamesh enter. They grappled with each other at the door of the house of the in-laws. They grew violent with each other in the street, in the public square of the land. The doorposts shook and the wall trembled. In the land, mighty in strength, his might as mighty as a lump of stone fallen from the sky, tall in stature, magnificent. Gilgamesh's mother opened her mouth to speak, saying to her son. Rimmat-Ninsun opened her mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "My son, bitterly you seized at his gate, bitterly he wept." Enkidu had no kin, no family, his hair grew loose and unshorn, he was born in the wild and no one had raised him. Enkidu stood and heard her words, he sat down and wept, his eyes filled with tears, his arms grew slack. The two of them embraced each other and their hands clasped like. Gilgamesh spoke a word to Enkidu. "Why, my friend, are your eyes filled with tears, your arms grown slack?" Enkidu answered him, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, my heart is scorched with pain, it fills with lament, and fear has entered my heart." Gilgamesh opened his mouth to speak, saying to Enkidu, "They kill now, my friend, in the land, Humbaba, let me cut, let them be shattered, the whirlwinds." Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "How shall we go, my friend, to the forest of cedar?" For the guarding of the cedar, Enlil appointed him as a terror to mankind. That road is not one for traveling, and that man is not one to be looked upon. The guardian of the cedar forest is mighty, never yielding. Humbaba, his voice is the flood, his mouth is fire, his breath is death. He can hear the rustling of his forest 60 leagues away. Who is there who would go down into his forest? Adad is first in rank and he is second. Who among the Ijigi could challenge him? For the preservation of the cedar, Enlil appointed him as a terror to mankind. And whoever goes down into his forest, weakness seizes him. Gilgamesh spoke to him, to Enkidu, "Come, why, my friend, do you speak so feebly? You let your voice go slack and grieve my heart. Mankind's days are numbered. Whatever they do is but wind. There is not. You were born and grew up in the wild. Lions attacked you, you know them all. And young men trembled before you. You know battle well, you have seen it. Come, my friend, let us go to the forge." To the forge they went. Sitting down, they kept deliberating with, "The axes we cast, bring 7 axes, bring their 7 swords, bring their 1 band, the band of, hear me, young men of Uruk of the sheepfold, young men of Urukuno. I have set out, I will walk the distant road to where Humbaba is. I will face a battle I have not known, I will ride a road I have not known. Bless me that I may go and may I see your faces again in peace. May I enter the gate of Uruk with joy of heart. May I return and hold the New Year festival twice in the year. May I hold the festival twice in the year. Let the festival be established. Let there be rejoicing. Let the drums resound before Rimmat-Ninsun." Enkidu gave counsel to the elders. "To the young men of Urukuno, tell him not to go to the cedar forest. That road is not to be traveled. That man is not to be faced. The guardian of the cedar forest is mighty, never sleeping. Humbaba, his voice is the flood, his mouth is fire, his breath is death. He hears the rustling of his forest 60 leagues away. Who is there who would go down into his forest? Adad is one, and he is the second. Who among the Ijigi could challenge him? It is for the safekeeping of the cedar that Enlil ordained him for the terror of mankind, and whoever goes down into his forest, weakness seizes him. The great counselors rose up and gave their answer to Gilgamesh. You are young, Gilgamesh, and your heart carries you away. You do not know what you are speaking of. Humbaba, his voice is the flood, his mouth is fire, his breath is death. He hears the rustling of his forest 60 leagues away. Whoever goes down into his forest, weakness seizes him. Who is there who would go down into his forest? Who among the Ijigi could challenge him? Adad is one, and he is the second. It is for the safekeeping of the cedar that Enlil ordained him for the terror of mankind. Gilgamesh heard the word of the great counselors, and he looked at Enkidu.